much for those wonderful introductions. Now what we're going to do is get ready to put that lovely big clock up on the board for all of us to help keep track of. And each of the panelists up here are going to have an opportunity, depending on if they are on the impact or the benefit side, to explain and discuss with you the position that they feel around 287G, whether from the benefit or the impact position. We're going to try and have the folks that are speaking about the benefit to speak in order, and then the folks that are speaking about the impact to follow in conversation.
Thank you. I wanted to thank Commissioner Foscue for hosting and organizing this event. I think it's a terrific idea. Thank you very much, madam. I also want to thank Deputy Shannon Volkadov and Sheriff Butch Conway for allowing me to speak on the pro side. I am pro-enforcement. I'm president of the Dustin Inman Society. As a short piece of history, Dustin Inman was a 16-year-old Woodstock youth who was killed when an illegal alien crashed into the back of his car. They don't bother me. If they're going to stand up and protest somebody trying to protect Georgia youth, that's up to them. But what I'm trying to say is Dustin Inman was killed after he had contact three separate times earlier that year by an illegal alien who had contact with local law enforcement. I am of the opinion that we cannot honor our rich tradition of immigration unless we enforce our immigration laws. My adopted sister happens to be an immigrant. When we're talking tonight, I hope everybody will be very conscious of the use of the word immigrant. An immigrant is someone who comes here lawfully with the intention of permanent residence. You are going to hear that nobody is illegal, which is false, but you're also going to hear the word immigrant mixed up when they're talking about people here illegally. It's disgusting to me, and I find it offensive. If you could please remember the difference between an immigrant and someone here illegally, it will help the conversation. I am of the opinion also that a good way to look at the issue of immigration enforcement is there are some people who are pro-enforcement and some people who are anti-enforcement. At an early age, I picked a side, and I picked the pro-enforcement side. 287G was created by Congress and signed into law by the president in 1996. In no part of the law does it say it was designed to go after only people who are here illegally who are violent. It's important to know tonight that all illegal aliens are deportable. Nobody has ever been deported for a broken taillight or driving without a license or a traffic ticket. The sole reason for being deported from the United States is violation of American immigration law. I'm often told that we're spending too much money on 287G. It is somehow a waste of taxpayer dollars. I can never get people who bring up that point to tell me how much money is too much money to protect American citizens and anybody who lives in Gwinnett County or any place else with 287G. How much money is too much to spend on enforcement? And if we're not going to enforce our immigration laws, I hope everyone will ask themselves what will happen to our system of immigration. I also want to make it clear while I have a little microphone here that the state of Georgia has a law in place that requires the Department of Public Safety to have an agreement with 287G. That law went into effect in 2006. In 2011, that law was altered to require DPS, including state troopers, to have 10 officers 287G trained every year. Currently, that law is being defied. DPS does not have a 287G agreement. It is the agenda on the Dustin Inman Society to render that, to fix that situation. I'm also very proud of a letter that I have on my website, thedustininmansociety.org, from Sheriff Conway to a friend of mine and a pro-enforcement voter, thanking me in his letter for helping him get 287G into the county of Gwinnett. I'm extremely proud of that. I've got 3 minutes left, but I pretty much said what I think the majority of Americans think. I hope people will ask themselves whether they are pro-enforcement or anti-enforcement. I'm looking at people up at the top of this room with tape over their mouths, holding up signs that says 287G tears families apart. 287G is a tool used to determine the immigration status of non-citizens when they go into the Gwinnett County Jail. Nobody can commit a crime and be punished without being separated from their family if they go to jail. It's a ridiculous point, but it's a point that is used all the time. I'm very proud to be in support of 287G. I look forward to some questions later on, and so that we can get out of here early, I'm going to give up a minute and 53 seconds. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. King.